True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. Bo's taking a few days off, and this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We just played the game, the answer is bye, and I promise we're going to get to Falcons grades in a second, but I have to bring this up.
Okay.
Because y'all have to know that, like, the games I write up, I always kind of preview them for Grant and let him kind of, I like to see if he gets the answers.
Interesting. Okay.
And so I finished out the songs yesterday, played them all, and he goes, you have to do Supertramp, Goodbye Stranger.
Okay. That's what this is?
There's no chance.
No way.
There's no chance. And I literally said, Dylan, can you pull up Supertramp? He goes, Super.
Yeah, I was like,
but you know, you said
the artist Supertramp and the song is Goodbye Stranger. I had to make sure.
I would have had the same reaction as him. I'd have been like, wait, is it, which one's the band? What era are we in here? Like what decade?
70s.
Is 70s?
Yeah.
I mean, Grant's unique in that aspect. He's a very nostalgic person, kind of a retro state of mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
likes
yes.
The 50s packs of baseball cards.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's not me. I'm just going to be real with you. Bo's the kind of guy that's watching, you know, Star Wars and the 50s westerns or things like that. I have zero knowledge of like 70s and 80s movies or music.
I think I would hear it and I'd be like, that sounds familiar, but I'm not sure I can name it.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not sure I would have been able to say like Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, but I would have known Elton John. But regardless, I just had to prove a point, so that's why I had you pull up this. By the way, happy birthday, Grant.
Oh, hey.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday, Grant.
Nice work, GMAC.
All right, so we're talking about the Falcons and how they have done throughout the first quarter. It is bye week, so we're kind of looking back at the last four games, seeing what went right, what went wrong, and we talked about the secondary earlier. But I'm curious how you guys are rating or grading the defensive line for the first four grades, first four games.
Through a quarter of the season. And this is the thing, and I don't know if Dylan had the same struggle. I was kind of going through this, and the first thing that pops in my mind is pass rush, right? Because I think that's all we talked about all offseason, and really for the last 10, 12, 15 years has been the pass rush. But then I go back to some of the offseason conversations that we had and some of the buildup of the season. My main concern was not pass rush. It was run defense. We couldn't get him in third and long last year. So the run defense was always going to be the problem for the Atlanta Falcons. So I had to kind of bring all that around and try to find one grade. And I think they've been really good rushing the passer. The numbers are probably a little bit higher than they are realistically. I don't think you're going to have the average, but you are already at 10 sacks when a year ago we finished with, 31? So you're already well ahead of pace that you were a year ago. You're also a much better run defense than you were a year ago. And I think that is kudos. I had so many questions as we go through the offseason, right? You don't re-sign Eddie Goldman. We saw him last week for the Washington Commanders. Grady Jarrett is cut. He goes to the Chicago Bears. And we really didn't replace him.
No.
We really didn't do anything to replace him. So I'm like, okay, they're just really thinking that Rook is going to be that dude. Brandon Dorlus is going to be that dude. You're going to use different schemes. Zach Harrison can play at different positions. I was not sold on that. I'll be the first one to stand up and raise my hand as we got done with the draft, as we're going through training camp. How are we going to stop the run? We had that conversation with Josh Kendall multiple times from The Athletic. He'd be like, Josh, I don't know how they're going to stop the run. He'd go, I don't either. You know, they've done a nice job. Now, are we kind of a feast or famine, run defense? Yes. I think we do a lot to get into the backfield, create havoc, but it also leaves gaps behind. That's why you see 150-plus rushing yards from the Commanders last week. But on the whole, I'm giving them a B+. That's what my grade really comes down to. I think that there has been some things that could be cleaned up, but they are well ahead of anything I imagine they would be able to do this year. And it's not like it's one guy. David Onyemata's been that guy. Brandon Dorlus is rushing the passer. Rook has had really high grades when you've gone back and watched the tape. All the way out to the edge guys, Jalen Walker's really starting to come around. You see him pop on the film. Leonard Floyd's that same way. I'm really impressed with this unit. I think there's a lot more left on the bone as soon as they really get comfortable in Jeff Ulbrich's defense. But I think just in terms of just what I look on a broad view, a B+ seems to suit the way I think about this unit.
I'm 1,000% with you. That's the exact grade I had in my mind too. Is a B+. And I want to go before I forget. I want to go back to your point about the guys who have stepped up on the interior. Because yes, Brandon Dorlus, big questions about him. I feel like he's answered the bell so far. Ruka Roro, big questions about him coming into the season. He's answered the bell so far. Another guy, you and Bo and Allie were talking about. I think it was even yesterday. Might have been Monday. Lakel London. Lakel London has been a guy, too, who has stepped up and has done a really good job. David Onyemata, too, for that respect. And when you talk about the overall youth of this defensive line, you know, you have some, obviously, veterans in there. Zach Harrison has been good, too. David Onyemata, Leonard Floyd. So you do have some veteran presence in there that has helped and has done what you wanted them to do for sure. But when you talk about the overall youth, this is a younger defensive line, a probably younger pass rush. When you take that into consideration, how well they've come along so fast, it makes you feel good. And that's why you feel like it'll be a B+, and their potential could be even higher. Because, like you said, Jalen Walker has popped. What I think he made a real nice play, tackle for loss, I think, last game in that Commanders game. And then going back to that Commanders game, too, you said something else that stuck with me as far as their run defense. It is feast or famine. And then you go back to that Commanders game. Y'all were talking about it yesterday. Is that they had a few big runs, and that was the reason their run numbers were so high. So it was skewed a little bit because they popped off those big runs. But that goes back to your feast or famine point about, you know, they are still, and that's why you kind of dock a letter grade, not in the A range, I think, because they are liable to give up those big plays in the run game still, and you want to see them do less of that. But when it comes to, again, encompassing everything, so far, you can't be too mad about how they roughed the passer and got good pressure and did a really good job on a mobile quarterback at Marcus Mariota. And they're going to have to do the same thing against a Josh Allen when that time comes. And then run defense again, while it's still been a little leaky at times, they're still liable to give the big play. Overall, they've done well in correcting that issue. That was a big issue for them last year.
Yeah, you also get for Monday Night Football, and I don't know that he'll be back, but TQ Graham is available coming off short-term IR.
Yeah,
that's a name we haven't had a chance to talk about, him as well as Troy Anderson. You know, those names kind of up in the air. And you brought up the Jalen Walker play. I wanted to just ask you guys this. I don't know if I've talked to Dylan, but I know I've talked to Allie about this. I've been on kind of it's not a social media hiatus, and I don't like the people that are like, well, I'm taking a break from social media. It's not what I'm doing. Like, I've been just very limited. What I did is I've deleted my social media apps off my phone because I got really upset with how I felt my thumb reaching for the app when I didn't need to, when I wasn't really interested. It's like, oh, I'll get in the elevator. Let me hit this. Let me hit the IG. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Bo has done this thing recently, and I want to get y'all's thoughts on this. He knows this. And so what he has done is he has started texting me tweets that are upsetting to him.
He's using you to vent.
Bro.
And I'm like, no, you're not going to see this. I'm going to put it in front of your face.
I know. He's like, dude.
Look at what they is saying, Mike.
He knows exactly what will trigger me. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
So he sent me a couple of cuts, and I feel comfortable saying this because the person who that he sent me last night actually deleted. They were getting roasted so bad, they deleted their tweet.
Got ratioed?
Yeah, he got ratioed. I responded, and I was like, I shouldn't have responded. And then, like, I went this morning to delete my response, and it was he had deleted his tweet because it was so bad. But it was, yeah, it was video of the Falcons game against the Commanders. And but it was just, it's so funny because Bo knows that we've had this conversation. I'm like, man, I just, you know what? I don't want to just scroll on this thing. Like, I'll get in there and, you know, tweet about the Falcons and talk to some people and respond. But I don't want to just scroll, blindly scroll. And it's, dude, the amount of tweets he has sent me directly to my phone has seen a massive uptick. Like, he's like, I know you didn't see this, but look at this. Look at I'm this. Like, yo, I don't like. That's the point, though. You know, right. What I mean? Like, I
haven't been
this.
Wanting to see it. That's why I did what I
look.
Did.
I don't want to look, and it's not like I said. Not this person going, oh man, hey. My favorite is the Facebook person. If you need me, hit me up on my phone. I'm taking a break from Facebook.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'm like, okay,
yeah.
Cool. So, you know, anything you would have seen on here, you're going to go see again.
That's absolutely hysterical. It's scary how your muscle memory does that.
I know.
Because I told you guys, I missed the – I'm a huge Big Brother fan. And I missed the finale on Sunday. So Monday, I had to avoid all spoilers. And every time I open up my phone, it was like I would automatically go to Twitter or Facebook.
Yep.
And I would see like a photo of one of the finals. I'm like, no,
yes.
No, I cannot see this yet. And I've done the thing where you delete the apps off your phone and it is incredibly refreshing.
It is.
It is so nice.
I've I'm a big group texter. Like I have all my texts in the top of my phone. There's like six of them. They're all group texts and they're all always active.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fantasy baseball group text or my family group text or my guys that I played football with at Bama or just group text. And I've almost bailed on a couple of those because there's guys in those group texts that'll do the same thing. Man, did you see this article? I'm like, no, I don't want to see the article. You know what I mean? If I wanted to see the article, I'd go find it. Right. I don't want to see upsetting stuff at all times on my phone. It's just, it's the nature of the beast. And it is refreshing to kind of get out from under that.
Yeah, I've been that way too, where I'll just, if I'm just bored or not doing anything, like I automatically grab my phone, go to either X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, or TikTok. And I'm like, I'm just scrolling to scroll. I don't need to do this right now. So I like, I just.
Which one's the worst one? Because I don't TikTok at all. I don't even have, I've never been. Which one's the worst one scrolling wise? Is it
TikTok?
Is it TikTok?
You want to blow an
quick,
hour,
right?
Good yes. Lord!
Yeah, bro. I mean,
IG used to be the worst one.
It's
for me.
Quick, but it also cannot be quick because TikTok lets you upload like longer videos now. So it can be a point where you just watch like 3-minute videos and like it'll be an hour, like Ali said, an hour and a half. I mean, you can waste some serious time.
I know, man. That's such a bad thing.
The ones that get me are the people who like need money, and they're like, if you just stay on my video for a full minute, you'll help me feed my children. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm staying. I'm not moving. That's fine.
Oh, I don't have that on my
I've never heard of that. Wow. What's your algorithm?
Yeah, I was about to say, that's not my algorithm right there, but it's okay.
Do you guys do the thing with your significant other where you just sit next to each other and scroll? Because I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing.
So bad.
No,
I don't necessarily think that's that bad of a thing. Do I think we should talk and have in-depth conversations? Yes. Does it have to be every single night while we're winding down and the kids have been crazy all day? No. Like, I'm like, you know what? Sometimes a little bit of time to yourself, 30 minutes, just sit next to each other.
Yeah.
Maybe her foot is resting on my leg.
However, I think, Mike, you're in a different situation because Dylan, your significant other, and mine are both kind of content creators.
That's a good
so
point.
They She's need posted. To be active yeah. all the time.
All day.
I would love to be like, please put your phone down. But listen, when you got 80,000 followers, you need to service your following.
It's the same conversation that Lindsay has when she walks in like the living room and I've got two TVs and there's football on both of them. You know what I mean? And she's like, do we have to watch this? I'm like, this time, yes. Like, I absolutely need to watch this. Like,
right.
I cannot miss this situation and this game and that situation. I want to see what happens in these situations. But I'm like, you know, hey, I'll turn it off in 20 minutes. You know, that kind of conversation.
Real quick, Allie, question for you. Have you been on TikTok so long to the point where you get it's like the lady and she's like, hey, I've seen you been scrolling for a while. I get that way too often. Yes. If you're scrolling on TikTok for a while, it's like an ad thing. She's like, hey, you've been scrolling for a while.
Dang.
I always just scroll right past it. I'm like, yeah, I have, and I'm going to keep scrolling.
You feel targeted. Yeah.
And then real quick, too, I just wanted to say this. When it comes to your significant other and scrolling with your significant other, the worst part about Simone is she is like that stereotypical girlfriend that when she's done being on her phone,
oh,
she wants you to be off her phone. She would have just been on her phone scrolling, doing whatever. And she, like 2 seconds later, she's smacking my 100%. Phone out of her hand. Get off your phone. I was like, you were just on your phone. I was on my phone because you were on yours.
I hope she's not listening, but my wife is the prototypical. What she's doing at the time is important. And she can't see what I'm doing.
Yes.
So it's not important. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She'll get done like talking to her mom or something, and she'll look at me and go, oh, you're just going to scroll all day? And I'm
Bro.
Like, what have you been doing?
Oh, yes.
I'm talking to my mom. I'm like, well, I'm talking to my dad. How do you know what I'm doing?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Infuriating.
All right. We do have one more position group to hand out letter grades to. That's going out to the specialist. We will bring that back up at 8:40 today. But coming up next, we're going to go in the huddle, talk about Brock Purdy. It's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan hanging out behind the glass. Bo Morgan taking a few days off. And we're about to talk about Brock Purdy, hear from Sauce Gardner. But have you guys heard of the show Inside on Netflix?
Inside what?
It's called Inside.
That's just it?
It's basically about a dozen influencers, like random celebrities all thrown into this competition show. And they're given $1 million at the beginning of it. And they have to sparingly spend that money. Whoever ends up at the end, like it's a competition show, whoever ends up at the win and gets the money. The finale is out. I have not seen that yet, but I got sucked into this show. There's all these random influencers, like there's a ring girl, but Dwight Howard is on the show. And so
I'm so intrigued with what's going on right now.
It was crazy.
I watched him on that military ops show.
Special Forces?
Special Forces, okay. Yeah. And it was solid.
Was he good on that?
I'm sure he was.
I saw the previews for it. I just never watched it.
Yeah. He's some of the challenges. I was like, he's way too big for this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, and I didn't watch it all the way through to the end, but I remember thinking he was likable. Yeah.
That's how I felt watching him on this show. I was like, why is he doing this? Like, he doesn't need to be doing this. Because it's like, you know, and they're trying to like sneak, like he'll go get two tequila shots for like $10,000 from the pot, you know? And so they're trying to like, oh, don't tell anyone I went and got the remote control cars for $50,000. Like, so it's funny. But then he walks into the diary room in one of the episodes and Dylan, play the audio. I'm not sure how much of it we have, but he gets a really important note.
Congratulations, Dwight. You have been inducted to the Basketball Hall of Fame. We couldn't be happier to share this news with you. Love, the Sideman. It's everything I dreamed about. It's so good. This is what we play for.
Oh, my goodness. He's having this incredibly personal moment, and he has to go out and go celebrate with these random strangers.
Wait, like, so this is airing now, and he's, so we've known, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like, why am I sad?
That he found out this way?
Yeah.
It's kind of cool, though, kind of beautiful, because he went out and everybody, like, threw a party for him.
I know, but that's like a culmination of his life's work. You would love for him to be around loved ones.
This is true.
I'm like thinking of, dude, this would be good. Like, I would want to like immediately talk to my dad and my mom and my wife and, like, you know, like, and he's just in a room by himself.
He's stuck inside. Am
I wrong on this, Dylan? Like, that's sad, dude. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm off.
Maybe you need to watch the show because I didn't take it as sad. I just thought, what a weird thing to be told when you're around these strangers.
Yeah, that's a moment where you would want to be around your family and be able to share that moment with them than strangers you don't really know. I mean, I'm sure most of them know, obviously, who Dwight Howard is and what he accomplished, but it's just not the same type of moment, that intimate moment. You don't want that necessarily with those people.
I'm thinking of Shannon Sharp telling his brother Sterling that he was getting inducted in the Hall of Fame. And that moment was like,
that's great.
Intense.
It's
huge. Yeah.
And they're both just wailing, crying, and, you know, welcome to the hall, brother. Like, all the to do it in a confessional room, it's like, I'm just picturing Jersey Shore with the duck phone. You know, like, it's unfortunate.
Getting a call from the duck phone at your Hall of Fame.
But he found out, and they were like, Dwight, come to the cafeteria. And he went in, and there's a bottle of champagne, and so everybody got to celebrate together.
No, it's definitely still, to me, it's definitely still cool. Like, it's definitely, I mean, there's no really bad way to find out you're a Hall of Famer, right? But to y'all's point, I do think, you know, obviously there, I don't know if that was the most ideal situation for Dwight, but it's still cool. And again, they still celebrated him. They still popped some bottles. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. And I'm sure, you know, behind the scenes, maybe he got to call.
I would have to hope so. But that was definitely his initial reaction. He wasn't thinking that. That's crazy.
Well, if you want to get your Thanksgiving started with some golf for a great cause, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing is coming up Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now is your chance to sign up. You can go to 929thegame.com or the Morning Shift Twitter at 929morningshift. The link is pinned to the top. Go ahead and sign up because foursomes go quickly. It's the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets, November 24th. Well, with kickoff against the Rams just a couple days away, 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy is unsure whether he's going to play, but he says don't rule him out.
You know, playing might, you know, lead to some soreness and stuff, so I sort of expected it, but, you know, with the quick turnaround, Thursday night game and everything, it's, you know, it's tougher. I don't have as many days to, you know, get right and heal up and feel better, so it's just where we're at.
I love the way Brock Purdy plays the game. It seems like this has kind of been his legacy so far. He's had two different injuries, I think. He's got a turf toe kind of injury, and then he's got a shoulder. And you remember he's had the elbow situation that he had a couple of years ago. There's always seemingly something going on with Brock. It's just kind of the way he plays. There's been a lot of back and forth that I've seen on some of the national stuff about whether or not he is elite, whether he's good, whether he's top 10, whatever it is. When he's healthy and he has all his pieces in place, he is elite. And so hopefully he can get back, you know, get back to playing the brand of football that he knows he can play. I know he had a rough game this past weekend, fumble, interception, couple interceptions, and Mac Jones did have success in this offense. So I don't think that he has to rush. I'm pretty sure Kyle is fine. Mm-hmm. Kyle Shanahan's fine if Mac Jones has to play.
So Broncos Sean Payton is defending the tush push, says it's among the safest plays.
Yeah, no, I just completely disagree. And we've had this conversation, Allie. I had a season-ending injury on a field goal play where I had two people pushing me. And is that going to happen every time? No. But I'm actually, if we're going to have it, I have fallen in line with the people who say it just needs to be officiated better. We don't need to have the, you know, Landon Dickerson, the left guard for Philly, his head doesn't need to be in the neutral zone. And we need to make sure that we're looking for false starts and things like that along the way. I hate the tush push. I've said this on the show numerous times. It's not, I don't even know what the term, it's rugby. We have turned football into rugby scrum. Do I think that everybody can do it? No. Do I think that Jalen Hurts and Landon Dickerson and Cam Jurgens should be able to? No. Like, it's just not football to me. But, you know, rules evolve. I would have to say eventually it's going to be outlawed. But the fact that it hasn't gained enough steam the last couple of off seasons, maybe not.
Well, and Jets cornerback Sauce Gardner believes the officials are picking on him. Let's hear from him on this.
Stop.
He's saying it's because the Jets basically are a losing team, and that's why he's getting called out for things so much more often.
Dude, anybody in America can watch the film and see that Sauce Gardner is grabbing everything that comes near him.
Mm-hmm.
So can we just stop with this? And look, man, there is a level, and it's kind of – I hate to penalty vulture on DBs. That happens to offensive linemen where it's like a freeze frame, and then you're like, oh, look, he's holding. And it's just like a still shot. And you're like, dude, okay, his hand just grazed his jersey. But anyways.
Well, and we do have the audio now. Let's hear from Sauce on it.
I watch football all the time. And I just feel like, I don't know if this is wrong to say, but I think I get called for more stuff just based off of us just not winning. So I watch these winning programs, and it'd be some egregious things, and it don't get called, like, you know, letting the players play. Like, I got caught on something today where it's like I know the route, everything, and I'm just supposed to let him just push off at the top of the route. I'm seeing kind of steps, all that. Like, he's not going to catch the ball regardless. I just feel like in general, even the Mike Evans ones, I just feel like us not winning is just that's just what goes on. Like, yeah.
I will say this. Let me backpedal just a little bit. If we're not talking about grabbing, if he's talking about the other team not getting called for pushing off more often, I'll ride that wave with him. You look at some of the things that happened for the Chiefs over the years, the Travis Kelce plays, and so, like, come on, bro. Like, yeah, there are some guys definitely doing some push-offs, some pick plays, some other stuff like that that doesn't get called.
Yeah, my only issue with what Sauce is saying here is that do I think some star players get benefit of the doubt calls? Yes. But Sauce Gardner is one of those star players.
I was going
to say. So I think he is, while he feels like, because they're losing, you know, things are amplified, he probably thinks, man, no calls are going my way. But, Sauce, you've been grabby since you came in the league.
Bro.
I'm sure you get away with more stuff than probably your average Joe Corner gets away with.
100%.
Because your name is Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Is he he's the one that was college teammates with Desmond Ridder, too, right?
Correct. He rated the Cincinnati kid, yeah.
Cool stuff. Anyways.
Well, coming up, Ron Washington is out as the Angels manager. What is his future? We'll talk about that. And it's Which One Wednesday.
Oh, I'm back in the saddle. I'm hosting Which One Wednesday today, a little bye week special. I got so many good things coming for y'all. How about this? We'll start with this. Donut or croissant? Donut or croissant. It's Which One Wednesday. You're going to love it.
That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Yeah, it is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And, of course, Bo Morgan taking a few well-deserved days off. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experience personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We do have Which One Wednesday coming up in a moment.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
It's been a moment since I have not been the one writing the questions. It makes me nervous.
You should be. I think there's some good ones. I didn't put you guys too much up to task. I think there's only like one question, Mike or Bo. There's only like one Mike or Bo question.
Oh no, I didn't even think about that aspect.
Yeah,
I didn't think about that either.
Yeah, get yourself situated.
Mm. Well, as I always am, I'll just be on the side of fair and justice.
This is not the segment you should say that in, seeing as I used to judge this. And I literally pulled the plug on you judging this because it was so bad.
No, it was not biased.
So bad.
It was just fair and just. Yeah.
Sure.
Well, as the MLB wildcard series rolls on, game two is happening today. News did come out yesterday that Ron Washington is out as the Angels manager. I know he was dealing with some health issues over the last season, stepped away. Is there any realm that his career continues on, or is this going to kind of be it?
Does his career continue on? I think I would hope so.
Yeah.
And here's why. He's obviously dealt with off-the-field issues in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if he does go into retirement, doesn't strike me as a guy who needs to be in retirement. I'll just put it that way. I think he's great at baseball. I think his relationships with players is so good. I think when you look at his ability to really bridge the gap in a lot of different ways between manager and locker room and the way he kind of did that here in Atlanta, I think he needs to be in a locker room. I'll just put it that way. And so I think it's beneficial. Now, will he get that opportunity? I don't foresee him getting an opportunity as a manager. I know we're kind of sitting on standby here in the city of Atlanta. I don't foresee that one happening. But I would love to hear news that no matter who's managing Atlanta, that Ron Washington is going to coach third base. I think that that's definitely always something at the top of my mind.
Yeah, I would absolutely love that like you. And I would just love to have Ron Washington back here in this clubhouse, period. Even if it's not as the third base coach. Again, I would love it if he was the third base coach. But even if he's just here bringing the vibes, doing those early pregame drills with the players like we saw him doing before when he was here in his previous stint, I would absolutely love that. As far as him being a manager, I think, we talked about this earlier, and I'll say it again. Depending on how long he feels like he's got left, because I'm with you, Mike. I don't think right now he's ready to retire. Because, I mean, even if when the news came out that he got fired from the Angels and he wasn't going to return, he said he was ready to come back in 2026. Allie, you mentioned the quadruple bypass he had to have. He said he's eating better, stopped smoking. Yeah. So it seems like he's got his health issues figured out and turned around and going in the right direction. With all that being said, if he feels like he's got at least, and I don't know, he's 74. If he feels like he's got 5 years left and Brian Snicker doesn't come back, I kick the tires on him being manager. Now, again, that depends on if the Braves' timeline and Ron Washington's timeline align, and I'm not sure they will. But if they did, I would bring him back. And even if they don't, even if Brian Snicker comes back, I would, like y'all said, I would love to see him back here in a Brave uniform.
I might be wrong, but I think he's the one that put inspirational quotes in the guys' lockers every single day.
I believe that.
And that's the type of person I would love to be in that locker room.
I believe that. And then, look, it could be a situation where we do hear that Snicker's coming back and Ron Washington's joining the staff, and maybe it's a send-off for both of them throughout the next, 365 days. I don't know. But, I would love for that to run that back with him being part of that staff and kind of recreate some of that magic in the relationships he obviously had. He's a very beloved person inside of that locker room. I don't know. It is crazy to think he's 74 because I think we all look at Brian Snicker and we're like, oh, he's older. He's older than Brian Snicker. He's older than Bill Belichick.
Right.
He's older than like all these people that we consider to be older coaches.
But he just has such a young soul. And you see when he interacts with players on the field, he seems so much more lively than 74.
He does.
Are you guys watching the Wild Card Series at all? I caught a little bit of the games last night, and it was I'm an audio snob. I just have one little complaint here because it went from Boston Yankees. It switched over to the Dodgers Reds just automatically, and I was, on the couch far away from where the remote was. It immediately went into Shohei Ohtani's, home run.
Yeah.
It was so loud. I don't know who was controlling the volume. It was, from one broadcast to the other, it went from low, manageable to,
Yeah.
So, were the commentators' audio too loud, or was it, the effects?
I think it might have been the effects.
Yeah.
The crowd. I mean, obviously, the crowd was going insane when that happened.
Speaking of taters, holy tater, he hit one.
The Wrigley Field was nuts. I will say that. Watched a little bit of that Cubs game, which was really good. And then I caught a little bit of the Dodgers. Blake Snell was dealing when I caught up with that one. I love playoff baseball. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just so good. As a matter of fact, I got one of those getting ready to rock here in Which One Wednesday.
Go ahead, man. I was going to ask you a question. Speaking of B teams, we talked about B teams before. Cubs, your B team right now?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Dylan, who's your B team?
Baseball?
Yeah.
I don't have one. Oh, actually, no. I'll say this. Because my whole mom's side of the family is from Michigan, and they all are big Tigers fans, I'll go Tigers.
I feel the vibes on Tigers. That. That's good. And as a reminder, as always, today's Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I am hosting Which One Wednesday today. I will throw out different questions at Allie and at Dylan. Some of you will have one for each of you, and then some of them I want from both of y'all.
Feels like targeting, but okay.
I'm actually going to – I'm going to ask both of you this one, but it's about Dylan, okay? When Dylan does get the bumper repaired and or move on to a new car, is Dylan more of a Tesla guy or a BMW guy? Would Dylan be more of a Tesla guy or a BMW guy? And let's start with Dylan on this one.
That's actually a really good question. I think I'm more of a BMW guy. I think I'll be more of a Beamer guy. Now, I'll say this. I do appreciate the Tesla not having as much maintenance, and I think a Tesla would be maybe a little more cost efficient, maybe down the road than a BMW would be. So I appreciate that about a Tesla. But if I'm picking just what I would want, I'm going Beamer.
All right. What do you think?
All right. So it is BMW, but for the complete opposite reason, but using the same reasoning. So you have to remember to plug it in every single day. And we already realized that Dylan's not going to get after a fix real fast.
Oh, he's going to let it slide for a while.
I think you'll just you'll come out to your car in the morning and it won't be charged if you had a Tesla and you'd be like, whoops.
Yeah.
I understand why you would think that, but I'm actually very good about charging things. I make sure my phone, I make sure my phone is charged. And with my car, I would make sure my car is charged.
All right, let's rapid fire a couple of these. I want to make sure I get a bunch of them in. All right, if you were heading to the airport, would you rather be in a Waymo or riding on the MARTA? Waymo or MARTA? Driverless car or MARTA?
MARTA.
Waymo. Waymo's definitely more of a vibe.
Really?
I could just vibe out in a Waymo. Nobody's in there with me.
You can vibe out in a MARTA.
Nah.
You don't have to drive or anything. You don't have to worry about.
You don't have to drive in a Waymo. You don't have to deal with people.
I don't know, man.
I don't trust those
Waymos.
Waymo's
getting traffic, though.
That's fine.
Anyways, let's move on. How about this one? This is a Bo and Mike question. Who is more likely to survive 21 days on Naked and Afraid? Me or Bo? Which one of us would be more likely to make it through 21 days on Naked and Afraid? I will not take this personally either way. I promise.
I want to say you, but you have very specific things that you order subscription based. Your water is very specific every single day.
Yes, it is. I get
so there's a little bouginess there.
Oh, I'm definitely. He is too, though.
I was about to say, Bo's bougie too.
He'd be like, wait, I can't bring Mio? No. So yeah. I'm going to go with you.
Okay, thank you.
But I don't think either one of you, you can survive. Go,
I will not be upset either way. I'm genuinely curious.
No, I'm actually going to go with you two because while y'all both do have bougie tendencies, y'all both aren't full on bougie. But Bo's got a little bit more bougie tendencies. And I think, Mike, you know, you were a captain of Alabama. That was a rough and tough team. I feel like you can dive into your rough and tough days.
I do appreciate that. All right, here we go. Saturday morning at 7 a.m., you'd rather be sleeping or doing exercise? Saturday morning at 7 a.m., would you rather be sleeping or doing some form of exercise?
Exercise. I knew I'd
get you on that one. Everybody's going, so what's amazing. Wrong with you? What do you think?
No, I'm sleep, fam.
Yeah, I was going
to. I'm sleep. Look, we only get a select few days to sleep in.
Hey.
At this point in my life, I'm sleep at 7 a.m. on a Saturday.
On that one. More beloved in the city of Atlanta, Matt Ryan or Chipper Jones? More beloved in the city of Atlanta, Matt Ryan or Chipper Jones? Dylan, we'll start with you.
I'm actually going to go with Matt Ryan on this. Chipper Jones, because Chipper is loved and he's always been loved, but I feel like now that Matt Ryan is gone, we appreciate him the way that we should have appreciated him when he was here. So I feel like Matt Ryan's love has almost increased. While Chipper's has stayed consistent, I feel like Matt Ryan's has increased almost that past Chipper.
Chipper.
Yeah.
It's absolutely Chipper. We haven't been hurt.
You can't
hurt.
Say Matt. You can just say Chipper.
You can just say Chipper. We have, like, you know, he's like this mythical creature that comes out and he saves Freddie Freeman, you know, during Snowpalooza. Like, he is just always around, and the Braves haven't hurt us.
Okay.
In the same way.
Wow. Wow. That won't hurt.
Yeah, okay, I won't bring it up, but you know.
Let's move on.
I wanted to say that wasn't Matt Ryan's fault, but I don't want to go down that
hole. Let's move on. All right, how about this one? We'll go back to the same kind of realm. After their career is over, and Dylan, we'll start with you on this. After their career is over, who will be more beloved in the city of Atlanta, Bijan Robinson or Trae Young? After their careers are over, looking into the future, who will be more beloved, Bijan or Trae Young?
I'm going to say Bijan because I think Trae has come with some drama, and I don't see Bijan coming with that drama. And I think at their respective games, they're both the same caliber of star player, and they're both going to have that same type of stardom. I think Bijan is just going to come with a little less drama than Trae already has. So I'm going to go Bijan.
Interesting.
It is Bijan because not that Trae shouldn't have stood up for himself a couple weeks ago with those videos going back, like, cite your source. But Bijan just would never do that. It just would never happen.
Yeah. All right. Real quick, donuts or croissant? Donut or croissant? Allie, we'll start with you.
Donut.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Am I getting the croissant any way I want it?
Yep.
Croissant.
Wow. How are you ordering this thing then?
I want
just
me
butter that thing up.
I buttered up chocolate filled, baby.
Whoa. Okay.
Hey there.
Didn't see that one. All right. How about this one? Shiny helmets or matte helmets in the NFL? Shiny helmets or matte helmets like the Falcons wore last weekend in the NFL?
Oh, I'll start this one. Give me shiny. I'm just a shiny type of guy. I like a good shine. Now, a good Matt looks really good, but I'm more of a shiny guy.
Interesting.
Matt. Okay. You know, I think Matt is having a moment
right now,
especially with vehicles, helmets.
It's happening in NASCAR.
I love it.
Matt NASCAR is
really
kind of
loving it.
Thing.
Yeah.
All right. How about this one? I'm going to give you the tater tots the morning hash browns from Chick-fil-A. The morning hash browns, you know, the circle hash rounds. Or you get to have hash browns at Waffle House on your plate. Which one are we going with? And I'm not talking about scattered, smothered, and covered. I'm just talking about the normal hash browns versus the normal hash browns. Which one are we going with?
Ooh. Oh, this is so hard.
I was thinking about this during your list yesterday of French fries, and I was like, man, what about the hash browns for the morning?
I would love to sit down at Waffle House and just enjoy. Like, that seems like a moment where you're just going to sit down and enjoy, where the rounds, you're popping them, you're on the go.
Yeah, you're like almost eating them in your car 90% of the time. What do you think?
See, you answered my one question. If I can't have them, because once you go, you know, scattered, smothered, and chunked, you can't go back.
Yeah, 100%. So, that's unfair.
They got to be the rounds.
Okay.
Rounds for me.
All right, and how about this one? Playoff basketball or playoff baseball? Playoff basketball or playoff baseball?
Baseball.
Yeah, I kind of figured you were going there.
Right? As a basketball guy, I'm actually going playoff baseball because it's so much more intense.
Okay, courtside or suite when you go to that game? Courtside or suite?
Courtside.
Courtside, feet on the floor, baby.
Man,
feet ain't on the wood, you ain't there.
That's right.
Hey. and last one, which would be a better babysitter for Bo's baby? Which one of you?
Me!
Better babysitter for Bo.
Look at the vehicle!
I
would take great care of Mel. I'm a very good babysitter. I actually used to babysit as a younger child But it's still Allie.
I got nieces. I got nephews. I mean, Aunt Allie is the coolest.
I think, yeah, y'all would both be really good babysitters. How about this one? Bonus. Which one would be a better babysitter, Abe Gordon or Randy McMichael?
Randy. Randy's got kids. Now, Abe takes great care
Randy
of Chipper.
Be like, that kid would be fine, man. Let him go over there and get a little playpen.
Now, Abe takes great care of Chipper. But I'm still going Randy. He's got kids. He knows his way around.
It'll be funny either way.
Randy, yeah, dude. They both would be fine.
Yes.
But like Randy would be like, cool, I got it. And then Abe would be like, well, let me understand. What is the process? I need to know yes. A, B.
How many
like,
ounces
he would
of
dissect
formula?
It way too much.
Yeah, they would both be fine, though. They would both be great.
Abe would annoy the babysitter more than anything. Like the baby would be chilling. He would just be blowing up whoever the parent is.
Good stuff. All right, thanks for playing.
Love it. All right, we've got the wake-up call coming up next, 404-726-0929. We've been giving out grades for the Falcons so far this season. What grade do you want to give them? Call us now, 404-726-0929. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.